Wednesday night, or Chavdalit Cheshvan. Okay, we're learning the Tilla Shadayim for bread, and we mentioned that even a miyut hamakbid is a chatzitza, meaning even if on a small part of the hand is something that you really would take off, even if you don't want to take it off now necessarily, because you're hungry now, you would rather go eat. But it's something that in no normal course of events you would not want on your hand. You would remove it by the end of the day. Then it's a chatzitza. Now a chatzitza is not a discoloration on the skin. If you have a pen mark or even like a magic marker mark, it's not necessarily, if it's just a discoloration, it's not a chatzitza. Chatzitza has to have some mamoshes to it, some sense of thickness. So usually the easiest way to tell is if you run your finger over it, and if you feel something, if you feel like a bump, or if it feels bumpy, then there's something there, and it's a chatzitza. If it's nothing, it's just a mare, that's what it's called, it's just it's no mamoshes. An ink mark usually has no mamoshes. Maybe in the old-fashioned ink point, ballpoint pens, they used to have a lot of ink, it would come out, it would pack a build up as a film. So in other words, it has to have some amoshes to it. Just a mare is not, just a discoloration is not chatzitza. If you have wine on your hands, just to give another example, if the wine is sticky, it's possible that there is some amoshes on your hand, and that would probably constitute a chatzitza. With splinters, you know, there's two kinds of splinters. The splinters that are under the skin, and that's not a chatzitza, but the splinters that are on top of the skin, and they would be a chatzitza. So, you have to be aware of this and ask a